This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is lecture number 6 from the series Enjoying the Good, Forbid the Evil. And بإذن الله تعالى, because we have a kind of wealthy night tonight, we want to get into the subject. As you recall, we said the whole process of enjoining good, forbidding evil, عملية الاحتساب, has 4 pillars. Pillar number 1, the person who, المحتسب, the person who enjoins the good, forbid the evil. Pillar number 2, المحتسب عليه, the person upon whom you're enjoining or you're forbidding, اللي هو اللي واقع في الخطأ أو اللي تارك للمعروف. Pillar number 3 is the issue. What is the subject? Are you telling him to pray? Are you telling him not to pray? Are you telling him to fast, not to fast? What is the subject? What is the subject? And the last pillar is عملية الاحتساب, how you go about it. Tonight, inshallah, we want to deal with the third pillar of the process, which is المحتسب فيه. هكذا يسمونه أهل الأصول. The issue in which you are dealing, or with which you are dealing. You're enjoining upon a person to do it, or you're trying to stop a person from doing it. طيب, what is the definition of that pillar? They say, كل منكر موجود في الحال ظاهر للمحتسب بغير تجسس معلوم بغير اجتهاد. Every evil ظاهر that is being committed openly, that you see it, you do not have to spy to find out, and it is known to be evil without, there is no ijtihad in it. You can't say, well, this scholar said it's okay, or this scholar said it's known to be evil. كل منكر موجود في الحال, being committed right now, ظاهر, in the open, you don't have to spy to find out about it, and it is known to be evil. The question here, why the definition says كل منكر, every evil, and it did not say كل معصية, every disobedience. Okay, what is the difference between evil and disobedience? لا في في criteria, another criteria. طيب شرعا ودينا, شرعا ودينا لو شرب الطفل الخمر هل هذه معصية؟ ها؟ evil. لكن هي مش معصية, هل يعاقب؟ السؤال يعني بلاش نسيبها, هل يعاقب هذا الطفل؟ If someone under the age of puberty drinks alcohol, is he held accountable? Why? Because the age of puberty is the age when you become what? Accountable. But is it still evil or not? So that is why. So that means if you see somebody who is not accountable committing evil, this also has to be dealt with. That is why the definition says what? كل منكر, every evil. Comes number two, being committed right now and you see it. لأن الحديث يا إخوة اللي احنا بنينا عليه السيريز كله, the حديث on which we base the whole series. انظر إلى نص الحديث, من ها رأى, ها من رأى منكم منكرا. طبعا أهل العلم يقولون يقوم مقام الرؤية الشم, smelling. Somebody walks into the masjid, and this subhanAllah happened the other day, and he smells like alcohol. أنا ما رأيته يشرب الخمر. I have not seen him drinking, but he's what? Beside the smell. He's high, you can tell he's high, and beside the smell is coming out of his mouth. Sometimes smelling could take over what? Ru'ya, seeing. Sometimes also touching the person. Lems. Or somebody told you who is reliable. A reliable source report this to you and you verify it, even so you have not seen it. In this case, you have to enjoy the good, forbid the evil. طيب, في الحال. Now, you cannot come to somebody that you seen committing evil yesterday and come to him, I saw you committing evil yesterday. ما ينفع. ده اسمها موعظة. You're not enjoying because it's already committed. If you're going to speak about it, let it take the shape of موعظة. يعني for example in the community, خلينا نذهب لعهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما جاء الرهط, حديث أنس اللي هو في صحيح مسلم, الرهط اللي هم الثلاثة, they came and visited the houses of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم وسألوا عن عبادته, and they asked about the manner of his worship. فواحد منهم قال أنا أصوم ولا أفطر, I will fast, I'll never break fast. And the other one said, I will pray tahajjud every night, never sleeps, I will never sleep يعني. And the third person said, I will not marry because children are going to take me away, distract me from the worship of Allah. طب وده منكر. منكر ولا مش منكر؟ منكر. بس ده حدث, happened when? A while. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came and took the pulpit and he said, لقد سمعت ما قال الرهط. I have heard what the three individuals said. So he did not address them. Rather he spoke وسمهم الرهط. الرهط هذا كلمة من عند النبي. ما حدش يعرف إيه مين الرهط دول. Who are those people? Nobody knows. If the sin is committed in the past, If you are to bring it up in a form of nusr, نصيحة, موعظة, وهكذا. يعني سبحان الله, the last piece of the definition is what we're going to spend the rest of the lecture with. بغير اجتهاد. We want to talk about why the scholars differed. Why Abu Hanifa said something and Malik said something and Shafi'i said something different? Why? What is the wisdom? What is the reasons? And should you enjoin good and forbid evil in these issues? This subject, by the way, is so important, especially for communities in the West, in America. Because look at us. We come from where we come from, and you find yourself living or being brought up and taught one school of thought. And then you come to America, but guess what? America is like a pool. Look at us, the brothers who came from Asia, يعني الباكستان والأفغانستان, مذهب أبي حنيفة رحمه الله. The brothers who came from the peninsula, مذهب الإمام أحمد رحمه الله, حنابلة, أحناف حنابلة. And the brothers who are in الشام, سوريا, فلسطين, الأردن, مصر, شافعية, بالرغم أن العهد البائد هذا أخذ الأحوال الشخصية بتاعت الفقه الحنفي. The brothers who live in West Africa, including الإخوة في ليبيا أظن, وموروكو والجزائر وغانا, سيراليون, هذه البلاد اللي هي الوست أفريكا, المذهب المالكي, مذهب الإمام مالك. So you come here and where is the truth? I mean, what is that? Why are we different? But I don't want to forget my brothers who are here, from here. They join the deen, they become Muslims, the brothers who revert, the local brothers who revert to Islam. They don't learn a madhab, do they? Do they learn a madhab? No, they don't. They learn something else. They take the view of the majority. What I want to discuss now, and I really would like you to understand this, because your understanding of this, and if you can pass it on to others, will help a lot of communities. Because you will find some, you see, in America in particular, you have no solution but to establish a masjid on a madhab or ethnic background. You have no other solution. The other solution is this, is what we learned tonight. But the other solution, which a lot of people retreat to, which is wrong, that the Pakistani, they build their own masjid. This is a Pakistani masjid, a Hanafi, Ahnaf, Abu Hanifa wa illa. Get out. Egyptians, Shafi'i. Hada madhab Shafi'i. And this divides us. This breaks the ummah up. And this is not good. You see, one of the beauty of that religion is that variety, the difference that we have, because we're under one umbrella. So I want to discuss the reasons why they differed to begin with, and how to deal with it. And at the end, I want to talk about, can you enjoin good and forbid evil once it comes to people adopting a school of thought? Somebody who, our brother right here, I'll not forget this. He came and he made the iqama one day in the salah. And he repeated the iqama based on the school of thought of Imam Abi Hanifa, rahimahullah, twice. You remember that, right? That's not what we do here. I mean, in the sense of that's not the regular. A lot of the people, when they say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah, Qad iqamat salatu, Qad iqamat salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. But our brother doubled. You know, his practice is backed by evidence, too. But is it the majority, the brats? No, it is not. But I cannot tell him not to do it. I can't. And if I am to tell him, you know, you have to tell it to him in a form of a nice way, that you're trying really to sell what you do for him. That listen, you know, what you're doing is right. What you're doing is right. But, you know, this is the most common. But he insists, he says, no, I'm not going to follow you. Khalas. وهذا ما يسموه أهل العلم تنكر إنكار لا يفضي إلى القطيعة. That you talk to him in a way that does not lead in any way to affecting the brotherhood conflict. Another famous issue that I get asked all the time: how come you do not say Bismillah with Al-Fatiha? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim أقصد يعني. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وني الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. If you go pray in Egypt behind an imam from الأوقاف, بسم الله في كل شيء على طول. Now again, this is an area where he has an evidence. ثبت أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prayed and he said بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم before الفاتحة. But also ثبت, it was authentically recorded that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم started الفاتحة without loudly. That's what I mean, by the way. You have to say it anyways, but loudly. That you say it loud. He said it secretly. So if you pray behind an imam who says it, you cannot come after the imam and tell him, why are you saying it? You can't. But again, which one should you promote? Sunnah or Ratibah? The Prophet, exactly like the first issue, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the majority of the times, he did not loudly say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That is why we try to promote this, we try to adopt this. So I go to the Imam and try to sell it to him nicely in a good way. If he says no, khalas, I love you brother, give me a hug, assalamu alaikum. Especially with this issue, by the way. Even so, like I mentioned, that you have two authentic ways to prove that the Prophet ﷺ did both, but the scholars of the fundamentals of the religion, they tell you that what did the rightly guided khalifas do? ماذا فعل الخلفاء الراشدين؟ ما هو في حديث الأرباب ابن سارية في سنن أبي داود اللي هو وعظنا رسول الله موعظة ها قال أوصنا يا رسول الله قال عليكم بسنتي ها وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي. ثبت, it was authentically recorded that the four خليفس أبو بكر عمر عثمان وعلي, they used to lead the salah الله أكبر بسم الله silently and they begin with الحمد لله loud. For they settle. But again, you cannot force the person to adopt this because there is an evidence in the sunnah. رفع اليدين في الصلاة اللي هي الجنازة أو العيد. الله أكبر. ثبت إن الله أكبر without رفع. Again. Another issue. فالشاهد or the important thing, you see, because you have two types of differing here. يعني يقولون أن للاختلاف أو الخلاف two types. خلاف سائغ وخلاف غير سائغ. The two examples that I mentioned belongs to which category? السائغ. Accepted. Accepted خلاف. Differing on the issue is accepted. But there is خلاف غير سائغ. Where the other party does not have what? Evidence whatsoever. Or his evidence is weak. Then you have to enjoin good and forbid evil upon this person. I just wanted to introduce this to you first, because it has to do with the issue. Now I want to get into why did the scholars, the imams, differed to begin with. Yani, this is important because don't ever, ever assume that Abi Hanifa, Malik, Ahmad or Shafi'i in any way wanted to follow but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what you're going to find out. ولذلك ابن تيمية, when he wrote that piece, he said what? رفع الملام عن الأئمة الأعلام. Lifting the blame from who? The imams. لأن اللي بتاع أبو حنيفة هو الإيه؟ يعني أنا I love all the brothers from أتباع يعني مالك اللي هو يقف في الصلاة هكذا ولا يقبض. Give me a break. السنة ثابتة في هذا. اللي هو a brother who follows the school of thought of Imam Malik, and he stands in the salah and he does not place his right on his left. ويقول لك هذا من فعل مالك. مستحيل. Impossible. يعني they tell you that he did it one time because he was flogged by the Khalifa, and the person who spotted him, he saw him one day because he had to go back to Morocco or to Algeria or في المغرب العربي يعني. فهي saw him what? One time. As a result of this, he went there and he taught what? That. This is the school of thought of Imam Malik. نفس ال يعني a lot of very interesting. This is the reason why Sayyidina Uthman decided to complete the salah رضي الله عنه, decided to complete the salah in Mina. You know when you're in Hajj, when you're staying in Mina, you're supposed to shorten the salah. Tab Sayyidina Uthman completed the salah. Dhuhr 4, Asr 4, Maghrib 3, Isha, yani Maghrib is 3, Isha 4. Why? What is the wisdom? Shuf. The Bedouin, they used to come and make Hajj. البدوي هذا ما عنده علم بالدين. He doesn't know the religion. فهي sees ظهر two ركعات. He goes back. ما هو ده اللي حصل. This is the reason why سيدنا عثمان did not do this at first, by the way. At first he prayed it shortened. But then couple of Bedouins came and told him, والله يا أمير المؤمنين, we've been praying ظهر two ركعات for the last 3 years. ما هو شاف سيدنا عثمان إيه بيصلي الظهر كام؟ ركعتين. فسيدنا عثمان out of his wisdom أتم الصلاة في منى حتى لا يختلط الأمر على الجاهل. وذلك you have to be very careful when you pray. Who watches you? Who looks at you? Because he can copy you. Sometimes you will be praying Sometimes you will be praying and someone is looking at you like a camera. That is why you have to be careful. طيب, I don't want to prolong this because I know you have a game to catch. These football games, they go forever, right? Like 4 or 5 hours. That is why you're sitting here, huh? You're good, mashallah. طيب, let me introduce the subject. Again, do you know what we're talking about here? What we're talking about? What I'm trying to explain tonight? Why did the imams have different rulings on the same issue? Why they differed? And how can we deal with it? Especially in a community in America, or in Europe, or in the West. اللي بيتبع school of thought of الإمام أبو حنيفة and he lives in Pakistan, ما يلحظ شيء. كل الناس إيه؟ نفس ال... Whoever follows the school of thought of الإمام مالك and he lives in Morocco, ما يلحظ شيء. He doesn't see anything. But you begin seeing it when you're taken out of your pool. زي السمكة كده. Like a fish, you place it in another pool, then you begin noticing the difference. طيب, مقدمة لا بد منها. I always have introductions. Number one, الخلاف لم يحدث في الأصول أبدا, وهذا من رحمة الله بالأمة. رحمة الله بأمة الإسلام. That there is no difference, no conflict whatsoever once it comes to the fundamental of the religion. الأصول اللي هي إيه يا إخوة؟ اللي هي إيه؟ لا إله إلا الله. الحمد لله. ولذلك يعني سبحان الله, enough لا إله إلا الله gathers all of us. هذا من رحمة الله بهذه الأمة. وكل, listen to this carefully because this statement is so important. وكل من خرج عن فهم لا إله إلا الله كفهم النبي وأصحابه فهو ليس بمسلم. وإن ادعى الإسلام. Anybody, any person who understands لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله different to the understanding of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions, he is not a Muslim even if he declares to be a Muslim or claims to be a Muslim. بل هو ينتمي إلى الفرق التي سماها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الصحيح. Rather, he belongs to one of the sects which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم named in an authentic hadith. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, الحديث في مسند أحمد, معروف الحديث أو سنن أبي داود, a very famous hadith. افترقت اليهود, the Jews divided into 71 sects, the Christians divided into 72 sects, and you will divide into 73 sects. كلهم في النار. والعياذ بالله. All of them are in the hellfire. إلا واحدة. Except one. سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, من هي يا رسول الله؟ قال, ما أنا اليوم عليه وأصحابي. The way that I am today and my companions. فالحمد لله, الصحابة, the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, never differed in the issue of العقيدة. الأسماء والصفات straight. Names and attributes straight. عمرك سمعت صحابي يقول لك يعني استوى على العرش؟ Have you ever read in an hadith
كما فعل المتأخرون. يقول لك يعني how did he rose to the throne, ويقول لك لا هو استولى مش استوى, كلام كده كلام مجانين. ما فعل هذا الصحابة؟ يسمع استوى على العرش خلاص فهمها بغير تشبيه ولا تعطيل ولا تكييف ولا يسأل أصلا. ويعني هذا حدث في عهد الإمام مالك بعد موت النبي وأصحابه, لما دخل عليه هذا الرجل يقول له إيه يعني استوى على العرش, ماذا قال له مالك وضد مالك سيتهم؟ الاستواء معلوم والكيف مجهول والإيمان به واجب والسؤال عنه بدعة. Take the guy out of here. استواء rose on the throne is known. How ليس كمثله شيء is not we should we ask is a بدعة. Take the man out. طب بالله عليك, by Allah, have you ever seen a companion saying Allah is everywhere؟ ها عقيدة الحلول هذه والاتحاد, where is Allah؟ يقول لك Allah is everywhere. Allah is everywhere, that جارية في حديث معاوية بن الحكم السلمي في صحيح مسلم, a slave girl was asked, يا جارية أين الله, where is Allah؟ قالت في السماء. يجي يقول لك المسلمين الان بتوع الرقص هذا بتوع الدانسينج والمش عارف ايه, يقول لك ايه الله از افري وير. هو عايز ايه؟ وات داز هي وانا دو؟ هي وانا جاستيفاي ذات الله كمز ان هيز بودي, وهو بيعمل كده الله بيجي ويدخل فيه حضره. يقول لك حضره ذات الله كيم انتو هيز, هو عايز يعمل هذه, عايز يعلم زي النصارى. هو النصارى هذه ده عقيده النصارى, الحلول هذه عقيدة النصارى. What do the Christians believe? That Allah came in the body of who? عيسى. مشكلة هذه. فما اختلف الصحابة في هذه الأمور أبدا أبدا. يعني the only issue that we know that they differed over it, but if you take the statements of both parties you will find out that they did not differ. You know what issue I'm talking about? هل رأى النبي ربه ليلة المعراج صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ Did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم see Allah the night of المعراج؟ ابن عباس said yes. عائشة said من قال أن النبي رأى ربه ليلة المعراج فقد أعظم الفرية. Whosoever says that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw his Lord the night of المعراج, he's out of his mind basically. Tough statement. Tough. But you see how you put the two together? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw light. So Aisha means what? He did not see Allah, the being, the essence. But Ibn Abbas means what? The Prophet saw what? Nur, light. لأن بين يا إخوة في الحديث أبي موسى الأشعري في صحيح مسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إن الله لا ينام. Allah does not sleep. ولا ينبغي له أن ينام. And it is not befitting to Allah to sleep. يرفع القسط, يخفض القسط ويرفعه, يرفع إليه عمل الليل قبل عمل النهار. Here it is. حجابه النور. The veil of Allah is what? The light. And this is what the Prophet saw. صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Aisha means what? He did not see what? The essence. Ibn Abbas means what? He saw what? The veil. هذه مسألة من المسائل اللي هي ايه في الكتب. غير كده ما في. فمن يعني فضل الله على هذه الأمة أننا لم نختلف في مسائل الأصول. طيب listen to this. مسائل الإجماع أكثر من مسائل الاختلاف في الأمة، سبحان الله، حتى في الفروع. Even in the branches, the issues which the jurists agreed upon is more than what they disagreed upon. ولذلك تجد واحد زي ابن المنذر عامل كتاب اسمه ايه، he authored the book called it what، مسائل الإجماع. ابن عبد البر الإمام النووي، they authored actually books and they listed the things which the ummah, the jurists, all the jurists of the ummah have consensus upon. The last piece before we move forward is this bothers me personally. Can you all come here, please? Stand up. All of you, stand up. Come right here in front of me, right here. تعال. All of you, I said, walk, walk, stand up. I said, stand up. No, right here in front of me, right here. Come. Good boys, good boys. No, no, right here in front of me, right here. Good man, good man. MashaAllah. Here you go. All right. When there is an issue where there is differing, you found the Muslim says فيها قولان. Huh? فيها إيه؟ يقول لك إيه فيها قولان. There are two views. لا حبيب، ما فيش حاجة اسمها two views by the way. There is nothing called two views. الحق واحد بس. We got more kids coming. يا مختار، can you help me please with the ones out there, because هذا الموضوع محتاج تركيز الله يعزك قبل ما ندخل فيه. احنا لسه ما دخلناش في الموضوع على فكرة. Can someone help us with the children? يا ولد، come here, sit in front of me. No, walk, come here. لا، those are good boys. Good, they are doing good. Mashallah. The one in the back there, I'm watching and they are listening. Mashallah. No, come here. You're number 45. Come here. Come. Right here. Most valuable player you are. MVP. All right. So the issue I want to bring up, that a lot of Muslims, when they call this person and he gets an answer, and then he calls another person, he gets another answer, then, well, في الأمر ساعة. There are some issues like this, by the way, في ديننا يعني, but very few. Now I'm telling you, the truth is what? الحق واحد. ما في حاجة اسمها فيها قولان. إياك في يعني في يعني القصد يعني two views موجود. إيه الدليل على هذا؟ قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، إذا اجتهد العالم أو الحاكم، if you have an issue واجتهد issue that there is no evidence and then you did something the jurists call اجتهاد، you strove right، strove to conclude to a religious ruling. ماذا قال النبي؟ فأصاب. And his اجتهاد is correct. فله أجران. Two rewards. But if he makes a mistake, فله. So that means the truth is what? ما فيش حاجة ما فيها قولان. صحيح الكلام؟ Do you understand what I mean by presenting this hadith? إن الحق واحد لكن المجتهد هو اللي إيه بيخطئ ويصيب. ف this is an issue. يعني عند العوام بخاصة العامي لما تفتح له الباب يا الله. If you open the door to the المقلد افتح فيها قولان أو وياخذ ويعطي. هذا هو. As a principle, يا إخوة listen carefully to this, والله هذا الكلام يوزن وليس بكلامي, والله هذا من نفيس كلام العلماء. I'm just a deliverer. As a principle, أن الله تعبدنا بما أنزل إلينا من قرآن وسنة. Stop. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to follow the Quran and the Sunnah. Stop. قال تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء قليلا ما تذكرون. Follow that which was revealed to you from Allah. That's it. That's it. طيب, what happened if we differ? وما اختلفتم فيه من شيء. And if we differ, we do what? فردوه. Bring it back to who? To Allah and His Messenger. يعني هذه الآية, اسمع هذه الآية. يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أويه بليف, آية النساء, أطيعوا الله. Listen carefully to this. I want you to focus on that word أطيعوا, in that verb. It's a verb, a command, which means what, يا إخوة؟ أطيعوا, obey. أطيعوا الله. وَأَنْ أَطِيعُوا هو الرسول. Correct me if I make a mistake. وَأَطِيعُوا أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. Is that correct or no? No. أَطِيعُوا is not mentioned. أُولِي الْأَمْرِ بس. You understand? You understand what I'm trying to tell you here? You see that the key word here is أطيعوا, obey. Obey Allah, طاعة مطلقة. يرحمكم الله. Obey Allah, unrestricted. أجب لك أمر من القرآن. Allah said, no question. طب once it came to the messenger, وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ, and obey the messenger. The same verb which was mentioned with Allah is repeated with the messenger. That means the messenger also has unrestricted obedience. But once it came to أُولِي الْأَمْرِ, the verb is not mentioned. Which means their obedience must come under what? Allah and the Messenger. وهذا معنى قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث ابن عمر في صحيح البخاري, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق, أو لا طاعة في منكر. وفي قصة يا إخوة غريبة سبحان الله أخرجها البخاري ومسلم من حديث علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent سرية, a group of companions somewhere to do some work, وأمر عليهم أميرا من هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. If you have 3, 4, 5 or more, you always appoint أمير, a leader. You are the أمير. ويقول لك من أطاع أميري فقد أطاعني ومن عصى أميري فقد عصاني. Whoever obeys the appointed Amir by me, he has obeyed me, and whoever disobeys the appointed Amir by me has disobeyed me. فذهبوا السرية هذه فأغضبوا الأمير. الأمير بقى إيه كبرت في دماغه شوية الموضوع. قصة عجيبة. يعني الأمير إيه سمع الكلام من أطاع أميري ومش عارف إيه الموضوع كبر. فذي جاتهم أنجري زعلوا يعني. فقال ألم يقل لكم رسول الله أن تطيعونني؟ Hasn't the prophet commanded you to obey me؟ قالوا بلى. نعم yes. قال go and collect wood. اجمعوا حطبة. شايف كبر الموضوع كبر في دماغه. اصبر بس شوي. collect wood. جمعوا الحطب. اشعلوا النار. put it on fire. ولعوا النار. ادخلوا فيها. enter in the fire. الصحابة قال والله ما فررنا من الجاهلية للإسلام إلا لننجو من النار. We have not left جاهلية and went to Islam but to safeguard ourselves from the fire. What is it? There is something funny here. It doesn't make sense. They refrained and they said we're not going to do it until we go back and ask the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. They went back to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and they narrated the story to him. He said, لو دخلوها, if they would have entered it, ما خرجوا منها إلى يوم القيامة. They would not have come out of it until the day of resurrection. إنما الطاعة في المعروف. Obedience is what? And what is right? فإيه؟ طاعة؟ أولي الأمر هنا يا إخوة بس before I forget فسرها أهل العلم بالأمراء والعلماء يعني في قولين في المسألة يعني the jurists or the scholars they say what is meant by أولي الأمر those who are in authority it refers to the leaders اللي هم الحكام and the scholars العلماء And with the scholars come the الأئمة الإمام أبي حنيفة مالك الشافعي وهكذا الأئمة الأعلام I have no doubt that the overwhelming majority of the Muslims they have no question about what's in the Quran But the ummah now is playing around what? Ta'atul Nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ikhwa, tawakka hada al-amr. Mish tawakka, yani kalimit tawakka is wrong. Yani, basically, tanabba bihi. Yani, he received revelation that this will emerge and happen in his home. ماذا قال في حديث مقداد بن معد يكرب رجل متكئ على أريكته يأتيه الأمر مني فيقول أنا لا أتبع إلا القرآن A man will be sitting in his couch comfortable with the dunya and when he hears a command from me You come to him and you say, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He tells you what? I only follow what's in the Quran. طب what's in the Quran is وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه whatever the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم commands you to do, do. And whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bans you from doing, do not do. A woman came to Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. قالت له يا ابن مسعود يا ابن مسعود إنك تفتي ها You always give fatwa. لعن الله النامصة والمتنمصة. Allah curses the women who blocks, اللي هي ايه اللي بتنتف حواجبها, and the, does who, the one who does it. And I read the Quran from Alif Lam Mim till the Nas, and I don't see it. شوف ال, شوف ابن مسعود, come and I'll show it to you. It's in the Quran. والله هذا حدث, النص الأثر هذا صحيح. And he opened سورة الحشر and he said, here it is. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. على فكرة يا إخوة, there are issues in our religion that is not in the Quran. زكاة الفطر, هذه زكاة الفطر, is not in the Quran. ها؟ يعني خلينا يعني عدد ركعات, عدد ركعات, the number of ركعات, أحسنت. الزكاة اللي هي المفروضة, the 2.5% is not in the Quran, is in the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا إخوة لو حتتكلموا اطلعوا برا. If you want to have a conversation, go out, please. Also, a man marrying, يعني I'll give you some examples here. ميراث الجدة مثلا, the inheritance of the grandmother, مش موجودة في القرآن. If the grandson dies, can the grandmother inherit? Yes, في السنة موجود. A woman being married, it is unlawful for a man to marry her aunt. Aunt from the mother and aunt from the father. لما العمة والإيه؟ والخالة. يحرم الجمع بين العمة والخالة. يحرم المرأة بين العمة والخالة, يحرم. بس مش موجودة في القرآن. It's not in the Quran. Or أولاد الأخ ولا أولاد الأخت. يعني you marry a woman and then you go and marry her niece, her بسموهم إيه, nieces. Nieces. You cannot have. يحرم. This is not in the Quran. It's in the Sunnah. المور المور, حد الزاني المحصن, ها, the adulterer who is married is not in the Quran but in the Sunnah. فالشاهد, or the important thing, يا إخوة, أننا نتعبد لله بطاعة الله وطاعة نبيه بس. ويعني I say this in a way that is so happy about it. يعني سبحان الله, I just recalled the khutbah of Abu Bakr. What did he say when he became the Khalifa رسول الله? What did he say? لقد وليت عليكم وما أنا بخير منكم بأفضل منكم. I became your leader and I'm not better than you. فإن أطع الله فأطيعوني. As long as I obey Allah and His Messenger, فإن أطعت الله ورسوله فأطيعوني وإن عصيته. But if I disobey Allah and His Messenger, I'm not entitled to your obedience. طب, we're talking about the Imams in particular. ثبت بسند صحيح, it was authentically recorded that Abu Hanifa rahimahullah said, إِذَا صَحَّ الْحَدِيثُ فَهُوَ مَذْهَبِي. If the hadith is authentic, then the hadith overrides my madhab, becomes my madhab. Meaning, if I ruled over an issue and later on you receive the hadith that says otherwise and this hadith is authentic, you leave me and you follow the hadith. وثبت عنه أنه قال. And if you want the chain of narration to these statements, contact me after the lecture, I'll give it to you. ثبت عنه أنه قال لا يحق لأحد أن يفتي بفتواي إلا حتى يعرف دليلي. Nobody is entitled to pass on my fatwa until he checks out the evidence which I used. Why? Why? Because there may be another evidence. Maybe the evidence I used is weak. And I'm going to explain this in a minute. طب الشافعي بقى يا الشافعي went a little bit farther than this. He said, if I have a fatwa, if I ruled over an issue, and later on, you found the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying something different, throw my fatwa out of the window. ما هو احنا يا اخوة احنا ما ندعيش ان احنا مذهبيين ما نفهم الناس دي اصلا ايه. These imams, they were أحرص الناس على اتباع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. They were extremely keen in following the footsteps of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. طب if they were this way, why did they differ? There are maybe almost 10 reasons, but I want to share with you in the time I still have 5. Number one, someone came and asked them a question. They looked at the hadith that they have. They didn't have an evidence. I must take you back in history here. If you really understand the history, the time frame, you will understand what I'm trying to say. Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, Ahmad, they all belong to the first 300 years. Tab, when the Sunnah was compiled? When? Afterwards. Yani, it was the initial. انت الان يا اخي جو جوجل البخاري ذا بوك في الرقاق ده ابو حنيفه قاعد في العراق واحد يجي يساله سؤال all he has is memory of some hadith here and there فهو بيفتي he rules based on what he has available of evidence. وبعدين this happened at the time of the companions. قصة مشهورة قصة the plague of عمواس المخرجة في الصحيحين. The Christians in Jerusalem refused to hand over the keys but to who? عمر. So he decided to go. In the way, after he wanted to go and visit the army, he learned that there is a plague, اللي هو الطاعون, in area called Amwas. Should I go or shouldn't I? الطاعون هذا يا إخوة بيموت, مات تقريبا almost. يعني أحد الرواة 25 companions died من الطاعون عمواس. أبو عبيدة ومعاذ وليست. طب أدخل ولا ما أدخل شيء؟ Should I go or not? ما في دليل. ما هو فتوى, أنت مش محتاج فتوى. This is a fatwa. Should I enter or not? ما محتاج فتوى. In order to rule, you need what? دليل, evidence. فتوقف, نعمل ايه؟ عبد الرحمن بن عوف comes in. Oh. Here is the statement that he made. إن عندي علما
من ذلك. I have knowledge about this issue. إني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, I heard the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إذا سمعتم الطاعون في بلد فلا تدخلوه, وإذا كنتم في البلد فلا تخرجوا منه. خلص الموضوع ولا مخلص شيء؟ خلص ولا مخلص شيء؟ أوفر ولا لا؟ ليه؟ لأن في دليل. دليل. There is an evidence. If you hear that there is a plague in a town, do not enter it. If you're not in the town, do not enter it. And if you are in the city, do not leave. ولهذا السبب الصحابة ما 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 تركوا لأنك أنت if you leave you're going to bring it to what? فموت. سبحان الله, وكانوا يموتون والله. أبو عبيدة جاءته عمر أرسل له قال لا, وثوابه عظيم. فعندك أبو حنيفة يجي واحد عامي يا إخوة, ولا مالك ولا الشافعي, رجل عامي عايز يعرف دينه. ما هو أنت يجيك واحد عامي, أنا ده عمر يا إخوة المحدث. عمر if someone to be revealed to you would be عمر. وقف أبو حنيفة sitting an عامي, a regular person, he wants to practice his deen. يا إمام, should I do this or not? عايز رد الراجل, عايز practice his deen. ما عنده دليل, he has no evidence. هيعمل إيه؟ What is he gonna do? حاجة اسمها إيه؟ يجتهد. يجتهد. وده يقول لك إيه؟ If I given a fatwa and later on you found there is an authentic hadith, you leave my fatwa because my ijtihad was not based on what? On a دليل. عندنا القصة الثانية المشهورة جدا, قصة مشهورة جدا جدا جدا, قصة التيمم, عفوا قصة الاستئذان. ده 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 وشوف ايه يعني هذا, يعني يعني I want to say this because not every person is aware of the دليل. ما هو عمر هذا was at the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, but he's not aware of all of all the evidence. During his time as أمير المؤمنين, أبو موسى الأشعري came to visit him. He wanted something from him. Knock. Wait a little bit. Knock. In the middle, who this? Abu Musa. Knock. Three times. He left. فطلع عمر. فين أبو موسى؟ مشي. He left. Bring him to me. Why did you leave? He said, إني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, I have heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إذا استأذن أحدكم فليستأذن ثلاثة ثم لينصرف. If you want to go visit somebody, ask permission how many times? If you do not get the door open, then what? فشوف عمر بقى إيه؟ يعني رضي الله عنه قال لك إيه؟ لتأتيني بشاهد آخر وإما لأشبعنك ضربا. You bring me another witness, otherwise I'm going to beat you up. ما عنده علم بالحديث, هو صحيح صحيح, ما عنده علم عمر به. راح أبو موسى للأنصار قاعدين كذا, قال يا إخوة ساعدوني, قالوا نرسل معك أصغر القوم أبو سعيد. أبو سعيد came and he witnessed with him. فشوف عمر يا إخوة, he made a statement. شغلنا الصفق بالأسواق عن سنة رسول الله. شايف يعني blames himself. We were occupied in the market selling and buying instead of learning what? الشاهد, the important thing is عمر المحدث, he does not have the evidence. ما عنده الدليل, ما بالرغم انه ايه, he lived at, يعني عمر اسلامه متقدم على ابي موسى على فكرة, يعني عمر مهاجر ناتشورال, ابو موسى ده اشعري من اليمن, جاء مع القافلة بتاعت اللي جاءوا اللي هاجروا من الحبشة, those who migrated from Abyssinia. Oh.
The second reason, the hadith reached him, but he doesn't know whether it's authentic or not. هو انت تيجي تقول لي حديث, يعني somebody comes into me and tells you حدثنا so and so and so and so قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. طب انا اعرف منين الكلام ده صحيح؟ ما هو later on the science of authenticating and weakening the hadith was developed. الثقات اللي هو الكتاب الرواة, انك تشوف هذا الراوي was known to lie or not or was known to or not, ما نعرف. ولذلك الإمام الشافعي يا إخوة له ابن حجر, I believe if I'm not mistaken, له كتاب, هذا الكتاب غير موجود by the way, it's not, it does not exist, كتب كتاب كده إيه فتاوى, إذا صح حديث كذا وكذا لقلت به. He said this, different issues, fatwa over different issues, religious rulings over different issues. He says, if the hadith of so and so is authentic, then my fatwa is this. علق الفتوى على إيه؟ صحة الحديث. He tied his fatwa to the authenticity of what? Of the hadith. هذا سبب تاني. سبحان الله يا أخي, sometimes you have the hadith and you forget it. يعني أبو حنيفة, مالك, الشافعي, أحمد, يا إخوة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, one day he was leading the salah and he forgot a verse. النبي من أنزل عليه القرآن, while he was leading the salah he forgot a verse. After he finished the salah ذكره بها أبي ابن كعب. أبي ابن كعب said to him, يا رسول الله, you said so and so, why didn't you correct me in the salah? وقصة يعني سبحان الله في البخاري ومسلم, listen to this, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم sent عمر again أن عمار ابن ياسر, أظنه عمار, نعم عمار ابن ياسر, to do somewhere, to do some work somewhere. At night both of them had wet dreams. They woke up in the morning, they woke up in the morning, ما يعرفوا ايه يعملوا, ما فيش ميه, there is no water, there is no water. عمار وحكم التيمم ما نزلش, التيمم هذا نزل في قصه عائشه later في سوره المائده او النساء. What عمار did, he thought الغسل with the dirt should be like with the water, so he ruled what, ما هو بيجتهد اجتهاد, ما عندوش نص, ما هيعمل ايه, ما هو الغسل, ما هو انت الغسل, in order for your ritual bath to be correct the water must reach what. ابن عمر يا اخو كان بيدخل الميه, you know, وذاك عمي في اخر حياتي سبحان الله اتباعا للسنه يقول له water must reach. الاخ والاخت يقول لك ايه, ممكن يا شيخ اغتسل وما اغسلش شعري؟ يا سلام, لا حتغسلي شعرك يا اختي لو عايزه تصلي. You have to wash your hair if you want to pray. هي عايزه ايه, تغتسل بدون ايه عشان الشعر لسه هتسرح, وخاصه اذا راحت للكوافير, ها spend couple of hours there, مش عايزه النساء اللي هم ليه المودرن مسلمز دول في مصر. الواحده تروح للكوافير طبعا ايه الشعر بتاعها التسريحه مظبطه جنابة عايزة تغتسل, تقول لك ممكن أغتسل من غير ما أغسل شعري؟ Can I take غسل without washing my hair because she doesn't mess up when I mess up what? The work of the barber. فعمار رضي الله عنه اجتهد, he ruled what. عمر طبعا إيه الموضوع, ما he did not do anything and he refrained from praying. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم told them how to do tayammum and you pray. شوف, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم died, سيدنا عمر is أمير المؤمنين, عمار used to teach this hadith, فسيدنا عمر heard him. He grabbed him. Come here. What are you telling the people? He forgot. I said, you don't remember the day when the Prophet ﷺ sent us some place and then I did this and you did not do this and we came back and you told me to do this? Oh, yes. نسي الدليل يا إخوة. أنا أحيانا بنسى أنا بقول إيه أصلا. والله sometimes I forget what I'm saying. فيكون عندك دليل. الإمام هذا أبي حنيفة مالك الشافعي أحمد he has an evidence, دليل حافظه بس نسيه. Reason number four. أن يكون قد بلغه الحديث ولم يبلغه الناسخ للحديث. الإمام يكون عنده الحديث لكن there is another حديث which abrogates that ruling, ما وصله الناسخ أو المقيد للنص. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم at one stage نهى المسلمين عن زيارة القبور. He banned the Muslims from visiting the graveyards. ما فيش. فالإمام يكون عنده هذا الدليل. يجي يقول لي يجي واحد مسلم يجي أبو عبد الله يقول لي ممكن أزور القبر يا شيخ؟ أقول لك لا. نهى النبي عن زيارة القبر. The Prophet banned us from visiting the graveyard. I'm ruling according to what? But there is another hadith. Later on, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, كنت قد نهيتكم عن زيارة القبور ألا فزوروها. I banned you earlier from visiting the graveyards. Now I want you to visit the graveyards. But why? To go make dua for the deceased. لا يا أخي. Muslims think that they go to the graveyard to make dua for the deceased. عايز أروح أقرأ الفتحة على روح أمي. يا رجل ادعو له here. You can make dua for the deceased right here. ده هذا خلل في العقيدة. يعني أنت لازم تروح تقف. You must go and stand in front of the graveyard. يا رب mercy on here is the one right here. يا رب right here. الكلام يعني مش in your house you can make dua for the deceased. The أنت you go to the graveyards for you. كنت قد نهيتكم عن زيارة القبور ألا فزوروها. Why يا رسول الله؟ فإنها تذكركم بالموت رواية بالآخرة. الرواية الأخرى it will remind you with what? Death. والحديث بتاع معاوية بن أبي الحكم السلمي الحديث اللي هو في أوله إنه قال للرجل يرحمك الله. طب ما هو أصل الكلام كان مباح في أول الصلاة. At the beginning يا إخوة it was permissible to while you praying. Hey, how you doing? How's it going? الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم. What's up? You could do this actually. At the beginning. At the beginning. ولذلك معاوية بن الحكم ابن أبي الحكم السلمي لما جاء صلى مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعدين فعطس رجل من القوم فقلت يرحمك الله فنظر إلي الناس نظر الشزر المضر. They looked at me and what is going on? وعبد الله بن مسعود لما هاجر الحبشة when سيدنا عبد الله بن مسعود migrated to Abyssinia the ruling that you could speak in the صلاة يعني وانت بتصلي كده ويجي واحد يقول السلام عليكم يقول وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن at the beginning you could do this. فوان عبد الله بن مسعود went to Abyssinia migrated and he came back فcame to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم while he was praying فقال السلام عليك يا رسول الله. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم what did he do? هذا هو النسخ بهذا. ممكن you could do this by the way you could do this لكن لا تتكلم. فعبد الله بن مسعود قاعد يضرب أخماس في أسداس قال الرسول زعلان مني. I must have done something bad that the Prophet doesn't want to speak to me. He doesn't understand that the ruling was what? Abrogated. Was changed. فالإمام يا إخوة أبو حنيفة ممكن يفتي بدليل وما جهوش الناسخ. The abrogating text did not reach him but he's ruling based on what? In the original text. هذا سبب. يعني for the sake of time, inshallah. How long we still have, Abu Abdullah? 5 minutes. Time passed so quickly. All right. Is the understanding of the hadith? يعني هذا يعني الحديث العمدة في هذا. Right after the battle of الأحزاب, الملائكة جاءت للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The angels came to the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, أو جبريل عفوا came to the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال له يا رسول الله, إن الملائكة لم تضع أسلحتها بعد. The angels did not put down their weapons yet. بني قريظة, because بني قريظة helped who? الأحزاب. فجاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأصحابه وقال لهم ليه. He said to his companions what? لا يصلين أحدكم العصر إلا في بني قريظة. They are in Medina, بني قريظة, this in the outskirts. Let no one of you pray عصر but in بني قريظة. One text, right? طيب, some of them took the letter of the text. العصر came in the way, the time to pray عصر entered while they are walking to بني قريظة. They refused to pray until they got to بني قريظة and the time went out. Maghrib is already here. See, they adopted what? The letter of the command. But the other said, you know what? What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam really meant, that we should not delay at all leaving our homes and going to بني قريظة. But إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. الصَّلَاةَ is to be prayed and it is fixed times. We're going to pray عصر in the way and we're still going to بني قريظة. وهذا ورأي صحيح. This is the authentic, the correct. هذا ورأي صحيح. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted them to what? He wanted to mobilize them. But again, I'm using this evidence to show you what? One text. يفهمه هذا بطريق ويفهمه هذا بطريق آخر. نفس الكلام مع الإمام. That he hears a text and then he understands it this way and the other one understands it this way. The last thing, brothers and sisters in Islam, and with this we close, inshallah, that المسلم يدور حيث يدور الدليل. You don't follow this person or this person or this person, but you follow who? The دليل, the evidence. Wherever there is an evidence, that is what you follow. في يعني also we have to be careful with this, because that دليل also must be comprehended properly. So ideally, you find out if this دليل, if this evidence, if this text has passed through the jurists or not before you. يعني يا إخوة ما يجليش نص الآن. You don't get a text now and then you make your own understanding from it. ما هذا الدليل passed by مالك وأبو حنيفة والشافعي والنووي وابن تيمية ومين 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 until it reach you. They're not, a lot of Muslims they do this, they get the Quran and he reads it. لا يا حبيبي, find out what ابن جرير الطبري understood, how he understood this text. Because from my statement you may think that I'm telling you to walk on the الأئمة. لا, dare you say that. If this دليل reached أبو حنيفة, found out how أبو حنيفة understood it. If it reached مالك, found out how he understood it. And then you adopt it if it is authentic. يعني قضية مشهورة جدا. يعني just to show you, لأن دائما ما نلام وده اللي بيسموه يا إخوة المنهج، منهج السلف that you follow all of them. سلف predecessors. An issue very famous في في الفقه عندنا، في كتب الفقه، مسألة الزكاة على ذهب الزينة والفضة بتاعت الزينة، حلي، زكاة الحلي. If a woman has gold just for the sake of ornament, not for the sake of investment, should she pay زكاة or not? مالك أحمد أبو مالك أحمد الشافعي they say no. No. As long as the sole intention behind this is investment, no. Abu Hanifa says yes. But you know what? The evidence is with Abu Hanifa. Ahmad and Malik and Shafi'i, they have no evidence. The hadith, the dalil ma Abi Hanifa. Two hadith fi Sunan Abi Dawud. But you, what are you going to follow now? Huh? You tell me. Even so, it's the view of what? مش قول الجمهور. نعم. Important. This is important to understand. But in closing, inshallah, I want to say that we should not allow the issue of madahib divide us. We should invite people peacefully, kindly, to follow the dalil, to follow the evidence, without basically affecting the brotherhood and the sisterhood at the end. فَالْمُسْلِمُ يَدُورُ حَيْثُ دَارَ الدَّلِيلِ. يعني there is one more thing, can I say? يعني one page, quickly. يعني. The game still on, still tied too. No? 0-0, still 0-0. Yeah, there is a screen out there, right there. You know, there is the Denver Broncos and the what? England? The New England. You see, if the Denver Broncos win, there's more fitna for the Muslims. Wallahi. Based on what I heard, you know what I'm talking about, right? Huh? Some of you may know what I'm... This is... فَيَا رَبْ لَا تَفْتِنِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. يَا رَبْ لَا تَفْتِنِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ يَا رَبْ. تعرف في مسلمين الآن حيصلبوا عشان for things to happen. لو فاز البرانكوز tonight. الله المستعان. زي ما والله في in some of our soccer fields now, والله يا إخوة. والله يعني سبحان الله رأيت بأم عين. I want to play يعني to watch a soccer game, a youth, the ages of Muhammad. الواد جاب الجون مسلم. ما هو بتفرج على مين؟ على ميسي ورونالدينو ورونالدو بيجيبوا الاجوان وبيعملوا ايه؟ والتاني بقى يعمل لك كده. المسلم بقى يبقى زي يا رب لا تفتن المسلمين يا رب العالمين. طيب يا إخوة، الناس، listen carefully to this, and this is the conclusion. الناس على ثلاثة أقسام. The Muslims are three types. عالم، عالم، a scholar. رزقه الله علما وفهما. Knowledge and ما هو by the way sometimes you can possess the knowledge but you don't have the understanding. وداود وسليمان إذ يحكمان في الحرث إذ نفشت فيه غنم القوم وكنا لحكمهم شاهدين ففهمناها وكلا آتينا حكما وعلما. إياك أن تعيب على داود. Oh, we made Sulaiman
understand it.
But we given them with knowledge. فهم. That's type number one. علم, knowledge وفهم. ولذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إيه؟ من يريد الله به خيرا ها؟ يفقهه في الدين. If Allah wills goodness for you, He'll make you comprehend the religion. Understand the text. في واحد يحفظ لك النصوص, يجيب لك الحديث كله من A إلى Z, بس ما يعرفش, هو آلة فقط لكن لا يفهم. The second type, a student of knowledge. طالب علم. He can figure out things, but he's not a scholar. وهذا عوام, يعني هذا يعني زي حالتنا كده. Like ourselves. We student. يا إخوة أنا أقول لك, لا يوجد على الأرض الآن عالم. يعني بعلمنا يعني. Maybe there are, but I don't know. There is nobody. بموت الألباني وابن عثيمين وابن باز خلاص. وذلك اللي سبحان الله لما يعني the issues that we have now, we just need a scholar. We just need عالم. We don't have one. Election ولا مش election, protest ولا مش protest. You need a عالم. You need somebody who can settle this for you. ما عندنا. بس في طلاب علم. There are students of knowledge. And alhamdulillah, the ummah is wealthy of them. The third is a rajul al-ammi. Ammi is the one who has no knowledge. I tell al-ammi, go ahead and qallid. لأنه ما مش مش حي حي حيجتهد إزاي في النص. يعني a person who does not have the knowledge, how is he gonna get the hadith and understand this hadith is not abrogated and this hadith is authentic, this hadith is weak? ما عنده علم. فحل ده انه يعمل ايه؟ يقلد. He is to blindly follow. وهو مجتهد في اختيار من يقلده. بس يجتهد في اختيار من يقلده. مش يروح يقلد اللي بيديله الفتوى على مزاجه. يجي يقول يا شيخ كريم ممكن اشرب خمره كده حشو. يجوز. Go ahead. A little bit of liquor. Go ahead. يجوز. لا. يختار رجل دين. فهو مقلد بس مجتهد في من؟ في اختيار من يقلده. يعني he must strive to choose عالم رباني. The student of knowledge must strive to follow the دليل. Because he's able to figure it out. والعالم, of course, هكذا. ف based on who you are, you go ahead, inshallah. Well, that's it. I enjoyed that lecture tonight somehow. The children with what? يا إخوة أنا أقول لك والله, if you are a parent, dare you teach your child but the دليل. If you want to unify this ummah. ويا سلام يا إخوة, if you just tell your, show your child that listen, I used to do this and I found out there is another evidence which is more authentic, so I'm going to do it this way. يطلع الولد مش متحجر. ما المشكلة, ما the problem that we have in the ummah right now, and you go somebody who was brought up with a school of thought, هو طول حياته على مذهب الشافعي بالرغم من الدليل, the evidence is with the others. يقول لك الشافعي وإلا why? Because he was brought up to blindly follow. For once it comes to our children, teach them the دليل. Teach them the evidence. So this way we can unify the ummah, inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وتنهون عن المنكر وتصدقون.
تؤمنون بالله ولو